Scholastic Audio presents The Secret of Nightingale Wood, written and read for you by Lucy Strange. Do I wake or sleep? John Keats, Ode to a Nightingale. For my parents, Mary and Rick Strange. Life is a splendid gift. There is nothing small about it. Florence Nightingale. Chapter 1. We stood together, looking up at the new house. Father, Mama, Nanny Jane, Piglet, and me. It was large and old, almost falling down in places, with gently bulging walls and a steep tiled roof that was etched with lichen. The sign on the gatepost read, Hope House. It's a fresh start, Father said. Mama didn't say anything. She just stared at our strange new home, and then turned to stare at Father. Come on, Piglet, I whispered to the baby. Let's have a look around. I clutched her tightly to my chest and walked around the side of the house toward the long garden and the wilderness of woodland that lay beyond. Don't be long, Nanny Jane called after me. Be back for tea in 20 minutes, please. Henry. I'd always been Henry, even though my full name was Henrietta Georgina Abbott. Maybe my parents had wanted 2 boys. Now that my brother Robert had gone, they had 2 girls, just me and Piglet. Piglet wasn't the baby's real name either, of course. She had arrived during that terrible time last summer. Mama wouldn't discuss what to call her, so Father had registered her as Roberta Abbott. A horrible mistake, but it was too late now. No one could bear to call her Roberta, so we called her Piglet because, well, she looked a lot like a baby pig.